It's Friday, and that means Hanford Dixon joins this show. Hanford, been a busy week here, as you know, in Berea. Lots of changes going on and more change to come. But let's start first with the fact that I haven't talked with you since Pat Shurmur and Tom Hecker were let go. We aren't, we weren't surprised by this. This didn't kind of come out of the blue. We sort of knew it might head that way. But now that it's been done, I think the next thing is, okay, they want to get this thing right. And Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner, it's their show, and now they want to get the right people at the top that to run this football thing.
Well, no question. There has been a lot of changes here. When I was coming in, I was looking in the parking lot, a few empty spaces. But, listening to Mr. Haslam and Joe Banner during the press conference, there is a effort or a conscious effort that these guys are trying to get it right, because they don't want three or four years have to bring in a new coach. And I have all the confidence in the world and that they are going to get it right, Vic, because you and I talked about it, as so do you. But it's an interesting process. I mean, when you look at this football team, our football team, I mean, we have gone through this process way too many times the last few years, and obviously we need to get it right.
Yeah, and I think the ways to do that are the ways they're talking about doing it. Very methodically, they have a very specific profile in mind of the type of person they want to bring in as head coach. And the structure of this, Hanford, is the head coach is the first person they want to hire. The head coach is clearly going to have a lot of clout and power. So I think if they know exactly what they're looking for in the person, that's got to make the process work that much better.
Well, you talked about knowing that the change was coming, and again, that I agree, because that's something that we all knew was coming. And obviously, they didn't just start working on this thing yesterday. These guys have been probably putting together a list, a very powerful list of candidates to interview and bring in or go see in order for this new job to turn this football team over to. There's been some interesting names, some interesting choices names that have popped up, and there are some guys that are out there. But obviously, the number one guy at the top of the list is Kelly out of Oregon. And, Vic, it's going to be interesting. I was sitting there and I was watching the game last night, and I'm watching him. I'm watching that offense. And I think the most important thing about him is hopefully – and I'm sure he's going to be able to change that or tweak that, because you're going to have to for the NFL. Because the NFL, you have such a powerful, strong, fast athlete, and you can't just go out there with some little skinny, fast guys that expect to play, especially in the AFC North, because it is a very, very physical division. But, I have mixed feelings about Kelly, but I don't know that much about him. But I'm sure if Banner and Mr. Haslam, I'm sure if they decide to run with him, I'm sure they've done their homework on him.
Yeah, and that's the most interesting, obviously, person out there, or certainly seems to be one of the more interesting, because of how dynamic his offense has been, how intriguing it is to see how it would translate to the NFL. And it's an exciting, we watched that bowl game last night, and I don't think anyone in Northeast Ohio or who calls himself or herself a Browns fan watched that game in any other light other than how is this going to look in orange and brown, right? Because that's what you're looking at, and it certainly looks exciting and dynamic, and it's just something to see. Can you make that? And I would think if Chip Kelly is selling himself to whether it's the Browns or any NFL team, he's selling the idea that yes, I can, and here's how I can make it work.
Well, yeah, and I hear I'm a little bit different, and I'm and you are too. I mean, we don't just jump on the bandwagon just because everybody's calling his name. That's why last night I really wanted to just really dissect what he's doing, what he was trying to do with that football team and with that offense, and look at that football team. And obviously, he's got some outstanding athletes. You have to give those guys a lot of credit, and they are a good football team. They are well coached. football team, and you look at all those things. But again, there has got to be some tweaking to bring that offense to the NFL. I would just love to be a little fly on the wall when they're interviewing Kelly, because it'll be an interesting interview just to, and he's a bright guy,
right?
I mean, you could just listen to him and some of the things that he says, and obviously, I don't know if you saw the UPS commercial that he did.
I did,
and but you could tell he's a bright guy, and he has a great offensive mind, a great football mind. But again, the key is, can he take that and transform it and bring it to the NFL?
Yeah, that is the key. Hanford Dixon joining us, as he always does here on Fridays on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you're right, bright guy. I like the fact that every chance he had in front of a microphone after that game, and frankly before that game, he deferred credit to his players. He did not want that to be about him, even though he knew, he's quite aware that he's in the spotlight, and the backdrop of that game was the conversation of where's he going next and how does that affect his program. And ultimately, I would think those players, certainly most if not all of them, quite aware that there's a likelihood that their head coach is going somewhere else, again, Cleveland or somewhere. But I'm fascinated by how he handled that. And as we look at other candidates and other people, and I have no specific knowledge to say that the Browns are interviewing either Chip Kelly or anyone else, but we would gather quite obviously by the conversation that Jimmy Haslam and Joe Banner had with the media last Monday that they were starting this process quickly, that they are not going to drag this thing out. There's already one coaching spot of the seven filled, Kansas City hiring Andy Reid. So cross him off any list. He's there. That they're going through this whole process with probably not just one name in mind. You can't. I would think you'd have other possibilities just because you don't know how these situations are going to work out. Are you going to hear everything you need to hear? And is the person going to be the right? When they keep saying they want to get this right, Hanford, that means just that. It means getting it right, and getting it right means probably not pigeonholing yourself into one person.
Well, and then also there's been rumors out there, reports that we've also interviewed the Penn State coach. Bill O'Brien, and obviously he's decided to stay at Penn State. He's one of the guys that we also interviewed. But I don't care. A lot of people say that you have the Bills, you have the Eagles, or just two other teams that are out there and that are going to interview with Kelly. I have a lot of confidence in Joe Banner and also Mr. Haslam. If they want Kelly, if they decide that that's the guy, I don't think there's going to be anything that's going to keep Mr. Haslam from bringing this guy here to Cleveland. And when you look at it, you look at this football team, you look at this city. This city has a lot to offer, and this football team is a good football team. It's a football team that's up and it's coming, and it's a great, great position or great, great team for any guy to come in and just take over the rims. And you could say what you want to say about Pat Shurmur and Tom Heckert. They left this football team a lot better than when they came.
There, and I'm glad you went there, because that's the other thing that we have to consider in this whole process, is how attractive is this job compared to the others that are available. And I think you nailed it. I think, and we heard this from Jimmy Haslam, from Joe Banner, that they left the team better than they found it. Joe Banner said there's a ways to go to get there, and I agree that all the parts aren't here, but enough of them are here, and they're young parts. It's a young football team with some talented players that if you are looking at the chance to take over an NFL team, you're not starting from ground zero. You're not starting from scratch.
Well, and when you look at the Joe Haydens, you look at the Wheaton, you look at Gordon, look at
Travis Benjamin,
and just go. We can just go on and on and on with the talent on this football team. And I could coach this team right now. Vic could probably win. All I have to do is surround myself with the right people. But it is an up and coming football team, to be honest. And it's a football team that's going to win sooner rather than later. right now with the right coach. And I honestly believe, and I've told people this, with the new regime, I honestly believe that within 5 years, we will be in a Super Bowl and win a championship with Mr. Haslam at the helm.
And adding to what makes this an attractive place to work is you're going to have the support of an owner who wants just what you were talking about within pretty short order. And, you know, that I'd love your five-year calendar to be right on, because I think it also means that in the very near future, you're seeing a competitive team. You're seeing a contending team, a team that's going to be there getting into the postseason, however it gets there. But certainly a team that you would hope can start doubling these win totals of five victories and be relevant, be much more relevant. And I think, what can help you do that? An owner who will, when you go into the open market of free agency, compete for the best players, allow you to augment your salary. I don't see the Browns as becoming this free spending, crazy spending team, because that's a formula that doesn't work, but smart spending. And you're not the one thing that I don't think a head coach would hear when he's applying or interviewing for this job, applying for whatever it is. He's not going to hear the owner say or tell him, is there anything, you know, that I asked for that you wouldn't give me to help us win? He's not going to hear that. He's not going to hear no. As long as it's just smart and prudent and falls into what the team needs to be successful. I think Jimmy Haslam in every possible way wants to build this into a premier franchise.
And what I like about it too, Vic, is these guys are going to strike quick. They're going to strike quick, and you almost have to, because you don't want to be left standing mm-hmm. with slim pickings, as yeah. you would say. We're going to interview our guy. We're going to decide who we want, and then we're going to go after him and sign him right away. And I think we have to, because there's so many things going on right now. Because depending on who the coach is, you got to have the right personnel to run whatever offense, whatever defense they decide to run. Obviously, they'll look at the pieces that's already in place, and
right.
they'll add, just like you said, add to those pieces. So, but we have to do that quick, because we got the draft coming up, we got free agency, and everything is starting to move at a fast pace. And again, strike and strike fast, and I have no doubt that these guys are going to. But it's exciting times right now. Obviously, it's exciting right now, but we don't want to be in this position anytime soon. We want to have our coach in place. We want to be able at January to be in the playoffs, position ourselves for the playoffs, or having a playoff game right here in Cleveland. Hopefully, this is the last time for a long time that we'll be in this position.
What, how do you look at it from a player perspective? How do you think those guys who just, you know, wrapped up and packed up their belongings to scatter for the offseason on Monday, how do they see it? Because you certainly have people who came in here as Tom Hecker draft choices, guys who played for Pat Shurmur either for two full seasons or the only season they've had in the NFL, the only coach they've known in the NFL, and the only staff they've known in the NFL is this one. How do they adapt to this, do you think, going forward?
Well, I think a lot of the guys, or the majority of the guys, are a little sad, a little bit upset that they lost their coach, talking about Pat Shurmur and also Tom Hecker. But what they realize, the nature of the business.
Yeah.
They understand that there's a new owner, Mr. Haslam. He is the boss, and whatever he says goes. And he decided to get rid of the coach, and these players will ride with that. I mean, I guarantee you right now, they're kind of excited at the whole process. What I mean by excited, they're wondering who's going to come in here, whoever comes in here to be the coach, how they're going to improve this football team. Because the guys right now, they don't want to be sitting at home at this time of the year. They know the reason why we play this game is to win a championship, to win the division, and then go to the playoffs, and then eventually win the Super Bowl. That is the reason why we play this game. Obviously, we love They love what they're doing. But
we all do.
Yeah. You know what I mean. You with me on
that? One big love fest.
Yeah. But I guarantee you, they're excited about what's happening right now. And again, nothing against Pat. They hate to see him leave, but right now they're excited. They're wondering, just like we are, trying to figure out who they're going to bring in here. And once they decide who we bring in here, I guarantee you, if I was one of those guys, I'll come right back to Cleveland. If I'm not already here, because I want to meet the coach.
Right.
I want to get going. Tell me what I could do. Let's get this thing rolling.
It's all about the fresh start.
You got it, my friend.
He is Hanford Dixon.
Woof, woof.
the top dog, joining us right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.